A four-fold increase in data center density, a light-based switch on a chip that's faster and more efficient than silicon, and a new way to manufacture them at scale. These aren't future predictions. They are developments from this week. The biggest bottleneck for AI and next-generation sensing isn't software anymore. It's the physical hardware. This week, we examine the photonic breakthroughs aiming to solve that. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a critical trend, the convergence of photonics and electronics. For years, we've talked about the promise of using light for computing and sensing. Now, we're seeing the tangible manufacturing and product breakthroughs that are making it a reality. We'll look at a new optical component that's key for LiDAR and quantum systems, explore the packaging technology making it manufacturable, and connect it all to a new product that could reshape AI data centers. It's a story that moves from the nanoscale component right up to the warehouse-scale computer. Troy, let's start at the component level. A May 21st report from MDPI highlights a new thin-film lithium niobate modulator. That's a mouthful. In simple terms, what is this and why is it a big deal this week?
Think of it as an incredibly fast and precise light switch on a chip. An electro-optic modulator controls light by applying a voltage. This one, developed by researchers in Switzerland, is special for three reasons. First, it operates at the 1064 nanometer wavelength, which is a critical band for LiDAR, remote sensing, and certain quantum applications. Silicon, the workhorse of electronics, has a hard time at this wavelength. It absorbs too much light.
So this is a material science advantage. What's the second reason?
Performance. It achieves an extinction ratio over 30 decibels. In business terms, that means it has extremely high contrast. The off state is very dark, and the on state is very bright. This is crucial for signal quality. It also does this with a low dry voltage, indicated by its 2.1 volt centimeter product, making it very energy efficient.
And the third point?
Crucially, it achieves this high performance without needing active thermal tuning. Many high-performance optical components need tiny heaters and coolers to stay stable, which adds complexity, cost, and power consumption. This device is stable on its own.
So, a more efficient, higher-quality light switch for a key wavelength? How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For European automotive and industrial giants, particularly in Germany, this is an opportunity. Their next-generation LiDAR systems for autonomous driving and factory automation can become more accurate and consume less power. For U.S. defense and aerospace contractors, it enables more advanced remote sensing and secure quantum communication systems. The threat is for companies that don't adopt it. Their sensor products will be less competitive.
And for trading companies and distributors in our audience?
This is a high-value enabling component. Sourcing these TFLN modulators or chips based on them will be key. Look for early-stage partnerships with the university spinoffs and specialized foundries that are commercializing this. The market for generic silicon photonics is crowded. This is a high-margin niche.
What's the one actionable insight for an executive this week?
Task your R&D and product teams to immediately evaluate thin-film lithium niobate as a platform for your next-generation optical sensing products. The performance jump over incumbent silicon solutions in this wavelength is too significant to ignore.
All right, so we have these powerful new photonic components, but a long-standing challenge has been physically combining them with the traditional electronic circuits that control them. A report in Photonic Spectra on May 25th says a technology called fan-out wafer-level packaging is solving this. Troy, what is FOWLP?
FOWLP is an advanced semiconductor packaging method. Imagine you have different types of specialized chips, a photonic one made of lithium niobate and an electronic one made of silicon. Instead of packaging them separately and connecting them with wires on a circuit board, FOWLP allows you to place them right next to each other on a new, reconstituted wafer, and then build microscopic connections between them.
So it's like building a custom, high-density neighborhood of chips on a single foundation.
Exactly. And the benefits are immense. The connections are shorter, which means signals travel faster with less energy loss. You can pack more functionality into a smaller space. And crucially, because it's all done at the wafer level, it's scalable for mass production, which drives down cost. It solves the historic bottleneck of trying to integrate heterogeneous or different materials.
This sounds like a core manufacturing process. How does this specifically impact U.S. and European manufacturers?
For any Western company building complex electronics, from telecom equipment makers in Sweden to medical device manufacturers in the US, this is a game changer. It allows them to create smaller, more powerful, and more power-efficient products. It's the key to integrating optical sensors directly into a processor package, for example. This is a direct competitive lever against Asian mass producers who have traditionally dominated packaging.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be aware of?
Your product landscape is about to change. You'll be sourcing and distributing fewer individual components and more highly integrated system and package modules. Understand which outsourced semiconductor assembly and test providers, or OSATs, have mastered FOWLP. Aligning your line card with those who can deliver these co-packaged optics and electronics is critical for future relevance.
So, what's the actionable takeaway for executives?
Reevaluate your product roadmap and your supply chain in parallel. Ask your engineering leads if FOWLP could unlock new product designs. Simultaneously, audit your manufacturing partners to ensure they have a clear and credible roadmap for adopting this technology. Your next big product innovation might be enabled by the package it comes in.
Okay, Troy, let's connect the dots. We have advanced photonic components and a new way to package them with electronics. What does this look like as a final product? A light matter press release from May 21st seems to be a perfect example. They've unveiled a liquid-cooled laser network card.
That's right. It's called GuideDR, and it's the industry's first liquid-cooled laser network interface card, or NIC. This product is a direct response to the biggest crisis facing AI and high-performance computing data centers, heat and power consumption. As you pack more GPUs together to train AI models, the heat they and their network connections generate becomes unmanageable with air cooling.
And the headline number is a four-fold increase in rack density. How is that achieved?
By integrating the laser optics and the electronics using the kinds of advanced packaging we just discussed, and then applying direct liquid cooling to that integrated module. It removes heat far more efficiently than air, allowing you to stack servers and network switches much more densely. You get four times the computing power and optical bandwidth in the same physical footprint. It's a direct attack on the data transfer bottleneck that plagues massive AI clusters.
What does this mean for a European cloud provider or a major US tech firm?
For a provider like Germany's IONOS or any US hyperscaler, this is a path to a massive competitive advantage. They can build more powerful and energy-efficient AI infrastructure. The total cost of ownership drops dramatically when you factor in real estate, power, and cooling. For manufacturers using AI for things like digital twin simulations, this means they can run more complex models faster, accelerating their own R&D cycles.
And how does this trend apply outside the massive data center?
We're seeing the same principle in a May 25th report on smart sensors for edge computing. By integrating photonic sensors and processing onto a single chip, you create intelligent devices, like an advanced LiDAR unit on a robot, that can analyze data at the source. This reduces latency and the amount of data you have to send back to the cloud, which is critical for real-time industrial automation.
So what's the immediate action item for an executive listening today?
If you are planning any significant capital expenditure on AI infrastructure, you must command your team to model the operational costs of these new optically connected liquid-cooled architectures versus traditional air-cooled systems. The initial hardware cost is only part of the story. The long-term savings in power and cooling are substantial and could fundamentally alter the ROI of your AI strategy.
That's a lot of ground to cover, from a single component to a full data center rack. Troy, what are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, component-level innovation is accelerating. New materials like thin-film lithium niobate are outperforming silicon for specific high-value applications like LiDAR and quantum sensing. Western firms have an opportunity to lead in these specialized areas.
Second,
advanced packaging is the critical bridge from lab to market. Technologies like fan-out wafer-level packaging are making it commercially viable to mass-produce devices that tightly integrate photonics and electronics. This is a core manufacturing competency that U.S. and European firms must invest in.
And the final takeaway?
The in-market impact is profound, especially in AI. The physical limits of power and heat are the new battleground. Solutions like LightMatter's liquid-cooled optical interconnects show that solving these physical problems is key to unlocking more computational power. Executives must shift their focus from just compute speed to overall system efficiency. Compute per watt, per square foot.
A powerful summary. From the chip to the package to the system, it's clear that integrating light and electricity is defining the next wave of high-performance technology. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you for listening.
Follow us wherever you get your podcasts and visit our website for deeper analysis and show notes. Stay informed and stay ahead.